Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. A city of dreams. The loggers and the cowboys. Double crop, foul sack, and set up. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load.
We like that song.
We do.
In your soul.
Well, we just kept it going, huh?
In your soul.
Yes.
It's a great song. Great vocals there.
Oh, man.
They're very good.
We saw him yesterday, by the way.
Uh-huh.
At the Civil War reenactment in Yreka. We saw the lead singer.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Good morning. This is Jefferson. We're back.
Is it?
It is.
It is.
It is.
It truly is.
It is. Jefferson's state of mind.
Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning, Terry. How are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, Jared. Good to have you back, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
There good. You go.
Jared got a haircut. I didn't recognize him.
That's right. I cut off the mop on my head.
You did. Looks good, buddy.
Thank you.
Look good.
You look like a young Donald Sutherland.
Well, I guess that's good.
That is good, yeah. If you ever saw MASH, it was really good.
I did see MASH,
Yeah, he was good. He was Hawkeye, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Very good movie. Hilarious.
There you go.
Anyway, I digress. Hey. Yes, my friend, what's going on in the state of Jefferson?
Well, what's going on? I just wanted to give a shout-out to all the people that were giving calls, texts, and emails to me from last week when I had a little bit of a health episode. So went to the hospital, hung out there for 24 hours or whatever it was, and got all the diagnosis and everything is good. So we're all good. Not sure what it was, but maybe, hopefully it won't reappear at any time soon, at least not until I'm very, very old, whatever it was. But
anyway, you gave us a scare.
I gave myself a scare.
You gave us all a scare. Anyway.
So anyway, I just want to do a shout out and thank everybody that called. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And the well wishes, deeply appreciated.
Welcome back, brother.
Thank you. All right, so we've got things going on. First of all, we have our Jefferson meeting tomorrow night at 5:30 here in Redding in Shasta County at 2570 Bonneville Road at the facility that we moved back to. So it's nice to be back there again. So we'd just love to welcome everybody to come out and check out and hear what's going on regarding Jefferson and what's going on in our county specifically. And then after that, we roll over into our Patriot meeting at 6 o'clock.
We do. We're going to be showing a short film on the split between West Virginia and Virginia, which should be pretty interesting.
Did that happen? Is that recent?
Don't make me laugh.
That's not recent, is it?
Not recently, no.
Oh, okay. Cause,
but it has happened a while back.
It has happened before,
it
right?
It did, yeah. It
like
did.
Four other times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one happened in 1862.
Oh, and that was the last one.
It was.
Wow. 1862.
And they left 11 counties. We've got 23.
There you go. See, people, it has been done before.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I got the declarations in the mail from Mariposa County. Just got them in this last week. So
sweet.
Shout out to you, Shulis and Ray and all the folks there in Mariposa.
There you go.
Also, I wanted to bring up that on the 26th, Saturday, this Saturday, from 12 noon to 8 o'clock at the Anderson River Park, we're going to be having our Jefferson Fest. It is a free entry. Bring your chairs, and there'll be music. There'll be speakers. We will have laser tag, great food, beer and wine, games, crafts, face painting, balloon animals, and much, much more. Now, some of those things, of course, are not free with your entry, but the music is, and getting in it is, and it's just going to be a great time. The last one we had was wonderful, but a lot of good music, good food, and great stuff for the kids. Bring the kids out for laser tag. Bring the kids out for the crafts and for face painting. We want families, young families, people to come out, and let's celebrate the state of Jefferson.
Yes, sir. Amen. The last time we had it, it was wonderful. It was really fun, and people were real excited. It's like, wow, this is cool. This is cool. They're just walking around just kind of in awe of what was really going on. So it'll be kind of nice to see them come back, and they can bring friends and family with them to check it out again.
Oh, yeah. also, we've got coming up here soon, we're going to be going down to the courthouse, aren't we?
We are.
On June 1st.
The big courthouse, 501 I Street.
And it's very and it's very important tomorrow night that we will be talking about the transportation down there. We went to get a bus, but it's a difficult time of year being with graduation and everything. It was tough getting a bus. But from what we understand, this is not locked in concrete, but from what we understand, there will be a bus coming down from Klamath Falls.
Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Klamath Falls, Oregon. And that bus will come down. It'll make a stop in Redding, a stop in Red Bluff, and I believe a stop in Corning. Now, that is being coordinated, and we'll know more about that tomorrow. So it's important. All you folks who signed up for the bus, everybody who's coming down to Sacramento, which should be everybody in Jefferson, coming down to 501 I Street, the Robert Matsui Courthouse. We're scheduled at 10 o'clock, but sometimes we're a little late. Sometimes we'd be on time. Best time to get there is 9 a.m. Get down there at 9 a.m. and get yourself a parking space. Bring a sign. Bring a flag, but we need to show up in force. Interesting thing outside the Robert Matsui Courthouse. There's many plaques in the ground, right, Wynn?
Oh, yeah.
And they have
yeah.
all these great sayings in them. And as you recall, when the judge on September the, excuse me, was it was September 8th.
They're casting granite, aren't they?
They are casting granite, my good friend.
They're not just going to blow away.
They are casting granite.
They're not going to fade.
Well put. Well put. And they... when we went down on September the 8th, finally, she was going to give us our next time in court, okay? Well, we had a motion. She made a minute order, to have us amend our complaint. We expected that in 10 days. Well, 135 days later, our attorneys approached her and said, hey, what's going on? This isn't 10 days, it's 135 days.
They gave her 125 days longer than what they should have, according to their plaintiffs, meaning us.
Well, and here's the deal, and good point, Wynn, but here's the deal. Like Wynn said, this is locked in granite. It's written in granite. Justice delayed is justice denied.
Denied.
Yeah. Justice delayed is justice denied. So what we're going back for is a motion, and the phone rang here. We're going to take the phone here in a minute, but... and then we'll go to a break right after that. But when we come back from the phone call here and we come back from the great break, we're going to go into the motion that was just put in by our attorneys and what that entails.
I make a motion.
To go to Round Mountain?
We can go to Round Mountain. Yeah, I went through there yesterday twice, up and back.
Did you?
Yes. Anyway, I make a motion that we get our three-judge court.
I'm with you, brother.
Are you seconding it?
I second it.
All those opposed? Are all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Same sign. Okay, done. Okay, move on. Next. See how simple that is? Isn't that simple? Can't they just do it the right way?
And it was done once before on August the 5th, 2017. By golly.
And then it was revoked.
Yes.
August 24th. What? No, it was done.
August 5th, the same day.
It was pulled the next day, wasn't it?
No, I heard it was pulled a few hours after.
Okay, well then, there you go. Well, we'll check on that, but regardless,
point being,
within 24 hours, the damn thing was given and taken away, and it was the right thing to do. Hello, hello, hello. Anybody in Sacramento? Hello, hello. The federal courthouse, 15th floor. Hello.
As you can tell, my good friend and brother Wynn is feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Round Mountain, are you there, buddy?
Good morning.
I am here, Mr. Terry. I've got something to say this morning. I went on my own, and I found a way to rent a 15-passenger van. I'm allowed to drive it with my license and my insurance. And what I'm going to do tomorrow night is take names. It's going to cost $35 to go down there and back. And I'll need the $35 tomorrow night, and it's non-refundable. If you want to go and then decide you're not going, I cannot afford to pay for this myself.
And
but
Bob,
I will rent it, I will drive it, and I will get you there and back safely.
Yeah, and that's great, buddy. Thank you so much for doing that. You mentioned that last week.
Right,
Sally, maybe,
but I wanted people to know.
Well, what I was going to say is that maybe Sally can get that out in an email today. That's
okay.
So if you call the house, buddy, when you get a chance, call Sal and let her know the particulars. Now, what time would you be planning on leaving, my friend, because you want to be down there at 9? What was your thought process?
Well, I'd leave the same time, about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
From the Kmart parking lot.
Okay, sounds good. Very, very good.
On the hilltop there. Because that way Kmart's closed, you got room to park, and you bring your lunch or whatever, and on the way home, I'll have room to put your signs.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Bob, thank you so much. You're a patriot, and folks, this man is always generous. Bob is always a generous patriot, and to do this, he's right. If you're going to go with him, you need to pay tomorrow night. We'll get an email out to that effect and get it out everywhere to that effect. It's 14, right, Bob, that you can seat in there, 14 beside yourself, yes?
Yeah, beside myself,
okay.
There's 14.
Okay, so this gentleman is doing this for us, and Bob's been a patriot. He goes down to Sacramento with us, normally brings all those big signs you see. Usually that's Bob's truck, his gas, his time to do it. So, folks, you know, if you sign up with his bus, absolutely, we don't want to be leaving people with the financial burden on this kind of stuff. All right, brother. Thank you so much, Pappy. Thank you for all you do, and thank you very much. And we'll see you tomorrow night, and give Sally a call, but also we'll get that word out for you, buddy, okay?
You're welcome. Let's go 51.
Amen. Thank
Thanks,
you, Bob.
Bob.
Appreciate it, Bob.
Okay, with that, I think we probably ought to head off to a break here.
All righty.
And I guess time has come.
4:51.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So Wynn, yes. Is going to elaborate now on what the motion was that Judge Kaminsky.
Kaczynski.
Did I say Kaminsky?
Yeah.
It's Kaczynski.
K-O-Z.
Yes, K-O-Z.
K-O-Z.
Kaczynski. All right, sir. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, Judge Kaczynski, brilliant, patriot, and he loves the judicial system. He knows it inside and out and does not want to do anything to harm it. And he knows it's a good tool for the American patriots and Americans in general. And it keeps us safe. And he knows the right thing to do and the right things to do. And he thinks outside the box. So he was walking us through the process when we were talking about it, because we do conference calls when we talk to the attorneys and the judge and the whole team. We get together and do conference calls to figure all the things out that we need to figure out. They explain in layman terms so that the rest of us can understand it, so that, you know, they speak the legal jargon when they need to get their point across amongst each other, but then they turn around and explain it to us in layman terms so we can understand what they're really doing and how they're going through the process and why and what we can and what we cannot do and why we cannot do it and why we can do what we're doing.
So the motion that he has put forward, the judge, is one asking for the three-judge court.
And correct.
And a little bit of background on Judge Kaczynski.
Yeah.
Is that he was the Chief Justice of the Ninth Circuit. He was a Reagan appointee, retired in
correct.
December 2017.
One of the only conservatives on the Ninth Circuit.
Absolutely.
And each time the Ninth Circuit would write an opinion and send it on to the Supreme Court, and then they would reject it and send it back,
right.
Who do you think got to rewrite it? And then it would be sent back, and then it would be approved.
Anyway, he has
Judge
entered
Kaczynski.
In. So the folks that don't know, Judge Kaczynski and a gentleman named Stuart Jay,
mm-hmm.
Who is a
law professor.
Well,
retired,
he actually is. He's the chair of law at the at Washington University. He apparently
right.
still working,
mm-hmm.
He also was the head of the Harvard Law Review from 1974 to 1976 while he was still at Harvard and graduated grand magna cum laude.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the way you say
Lottie,
it.
Yeah.
In 1976, but he is the judge have become part of our legal team in a consulting basis, and they've been excellent on consulting, as Wynn just said.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And they've been a big help. and this is something that we really did need, especially when you have someone like the judge who worked with the judge that we have in our case. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty good deal. That motion went back, and that's what we're going to talk about on June 1st. This is going to be the motion that was written by our attorneys and the judge, and this is something that we need to make sure that the federal judge, Judge Mueller, understands what the law is. You know, we've talked about the cases that enter into the position of the fact that she must ask for a three-judge court. You know, this has been denied back and forth, et cetera, et cetera. But June 1st is the day. And we're hoping that the motion that was just done by our attorney team is going to be the one that's going to have her move forward to and to finally go back to her original decision that she made.
That's right.
On August the 5th, 2017.
Yep, yep.
You know, basically stop this delay process and bring us into where we need to have that. Now, in saying that, we need to show up in mass, right, Wynn?
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Bring your signs, bring your flags. Yep. We need to show up in mass.
And there are options, too. You can go up onto the to the 15th floor, because that's where the courtrooms are that we have. We have courtroom 3, which is small, holds 58 people.
Well, I talked to Gary about
that. However, we may be getting courtroom 1 that holds 100 plus, maybe 150.
Maybe.
So if we get that room, then maybe 150 people can go in. However, we still need people to fill the lobby area outside of the courtroom. It's a hallway.
And we're going to march.
And it's got beautiful views. You can see lots of Sacramento there from downtown, because that whole south wall is all glass, so you can see everything. So it's a nice view. So you're up there. You're with Patriots. You'll be inside the building, depending on, you know, the weather, whether it's windy, cool, whatever it may be. So you can be up there on the 15th floor. There are elevators that take you up and stairs that can bring you down, however you want to do it. And then if you don't want to do that, don't want to go through the trouble of going into the building, then you can be outside and you can carry signs and have chairs out there so you can sit and whatnot out on the sidewalk area. You can do that. So you have different options on how to participate and how to help get the word out. And it's amazing, when we were there before, when we were outside, the traffic honking left and right in support of Jefferson, the Sacramento City Police were honking. The CHPs were honking. So what does that tell you? Caltrans vehicles were honking. Do they get it? I think so. So what does that tell you? All those people that are employed by either the county or the state, the Sacramento County or the city of Sacramento or the state, they get it. They understand.
Right. And it's really important to know that the majority of people we like to see, if we can't get into courtroom 1, and our attorneys haven't heard back yet, which means that we would be in courtroom 3, that seats 58.
Mm-hmm.
What some of the counties are doing is they're putting the names in a hat and drawing two people. So every county gets at least two people in that courtroom. The other thing we want to do is, the lobbies are fine and everything, and out there is fine, but we want to march around the courthouse. El Dorado County sound guy, who does all the sound stuff for their meetings and everything, is bringing a portable amplifier and microphone, which we can have speakers be talking on. We'll be walking around the courthouse. As my wife likes to say, you carry your signs and flags. It's like walking around Jericho.
Yep.
And so that's the important thing. Inside the lobby there, I would just encourage people to walk around. I mean, if you don't feel up to it, it's great to stay up there. But even out in front of the courthouse on the sidewalk with signs is good. But any way we can do it to make our presence seen is really what we want to do. So bring signs and bring flags and all that good stuff. We'll be talking about all of this stuff tomorrow night at 6 o'clock and at 5:30 and 6 o'clock at 2570 Bonneview Road at the church that will remain nameless. We do have Gary Hollihan. We've been having him hang for a while. Sorry, Gary. Come on. How you doing, Professor?
I'm doing well. One, upon entering the courthouse, they want you to take off your belt, take off your clothes, your shoes, and all that to be inspected. My answer was no. You don't be a sheeple. Say no and they will wand you, but insist on the wand if undressing like you must for the airplanes makes you uncomfortable for whatever reason. Insist on being wanded, and they have to wand you. All right. Number two, please comment on Draper's harebrained idea of a three-way split and its effect, if any, because I was asked about this, is about the vote. Is the vote for this something else against Jefferson? But anyway, will it affect what we are doing with Jefferson? And I'll take my answers on the air. And Wynn, glad you're back. You're healthy.
Thank you, Gary. Bye. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the three-state split is something that will be on the ballot. It's not going to be on the ballot until November, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we've gone over this quite a few times on the radio, but in a nutshell, what this initiative does is it creates three different states out of one state, California.
Three mini Californias.
Yes.
That's what it does.
Exactly. And what it does is as you look at each particular area that he creates a state out of, Northern California, we'd have San Francisco, and we'd have Sacramento, and we'd have San Mateo County. And the voters in that particular area are 3-1 Democrat. That's 3-1 Democrat. As you look at what he has on the coast, which he calls California, that has everything from Monterey County to Santa Barbara to Los Angeles County, is also 3-1 Democrats. Now, we now have two blue states out of what was one blue state. But if you go to Southern California, that has San Diego, San Bernardino, et cetera, it's the most conservative, oddly enough. That surprised, I think, a lot of people. The ratio there is a 35% margin as far as the Democrats go to the Republicans. There's 35% more. It's something like 2.5 million as opposed to the Republicans that are 1.4.
So not quite 2-1.
Not quite 2-1. 35% is what it is. So what would happen is in the United States Senate, as we all know, we get two senators per state. In the same land mass and virtually the same population, that we now have one state with two senators that are Democrats, you now end up with six. So not only would that three-way process split California in a way of creating three states, but it also would change the balance of power in the Senate of the United States. So our position is we don't want to vote for it. Basically, we will not succumb to being in the same position of being overcome by population. We want our republic form of government, which we are guaranteed under Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and we won't go for that. A lot of people say, well, if you vote that way on it, they'll think you don't want a state split. Well, that's just not true. We're having a press conference, which is the last thing I'll say on this. We're having a press conference that will be outside the courthouse on June 1st. Once we are done in court, Gary will come out. I'm going to do a little tiny bit on Jefferson, then I'll turn it over to Gary Zerman, who is one of our lead attorneys, and Gary will answer the questions from the press. Mm-hmm. So this is a big deal. We need to be united down there. We need to make sure we're united arm in arm, lock those arms in arms. No time for differences. Lock the arms.
Yep.
Because time has come for 51. And I think, do we have another phone caller over there? Oh, okay. The phone was just
ringing in your head?
Yes. Lots of things ring in my head. The older I get, more things ring in my head. All the time. So.
But you're an excellent driver.
I am. I'm an excellent driver. Anyway, with that.
All right. So the big thing is we need patriots, whether you support Jefferson or not. We need people down there. We need people down there to show in mass what's really going on. We need folks that, you know, people say, hey, I support you guys. I support you guys. Well, how about you hop in the car and go down to Sacramento and support Jefferson? And it's not just supporting you guys. It's supporting everybody that lives in the North State, that has a business in the North State. I mean, we are all vested here. And if we don't take care of business now, when will we? And if you don't have the time or don't make the time to go down, then you have no room to gripe about it. If you're not going to put the effort out, you have no room to gripe about it.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, this is for all of California.
It is.
The lawsuit is to increase representation for all the people in California. When people ask me, well, what about Jefferson? I said, you know, the deal is that when we leave and when we have our state, and when this happens, we'll be leaving our brethren in our fellow state of California in much better shape when we win this particular lawsuit. Now, Wynn, you've got some interesting stuff on businesses as far as the state of Jefferson, and this is sort of what we're actually the program that's behind us on K-High is going to be having a gentleman on, and Wynn's going to fill you in on that stuff right now.
Yeah, we have a group of people within Jefferson, like we always do. They put stuff together. We have different people doing different things all the time. And one particular group put together a business flyer, and it's for, you know, to pass out to give to everyone throughout Jefferson, specifically business owners and people that are maybe considering coming into the territory of Jefferson, wherever. And it just says open for business, and then it goes through and lists all the good things about what's going on, why we're doing what we're doing, how we're doing it, and why we're open for business. And the big thing is no corporate income tax. Think about that. If you're a business owner or you know a business owner, ask them how that affects them. You know, the state of Jefferson believes its constitution should provide for smaller government that would prohibit deficits and unfunded liabilities. That's huge. Deficit and unfunded liabilities, unlike California right at the moment. In that environment, there is no need for corporate income tax. A thriving business climate equals employment prosperity for local communities statewide. So the better a business does, the better everybody does. Their employees will do better, who in turn will have more money to spend on other things throughout Jefferson. And guess what? It just keeps snowballing. And so those are the kind of things that we're looking at. And we're looking at, you know, for a brighter future for our universities and community colleges. You know, people keep thinking, well, what are they going to do without California's money? Who cares? How do the other 49 states do it? You know, so that's not an argument. And so there are ways, and if they can't figure it out at a community college and a university, then they're in the wrong business. They need to figure it out. We can help them figure things out. We can help them get things adjusted so that they can run their facilities the way they need to and educate according to the way the people of Jefferson want to be educated and have their children educated in these universities. So those are the kind of things that we're looking at. And it also trickles down to the K-12 schools and how everybody's going to be dealing with that at a local level versus at a state level. There's no need for K-12 to be mandated by the state. That can be done at a local district level or however they want to title it and label it. But it definitely needs to be done locally so we can have control locally. So those kind of things we're looking at. Representation, what we're looking at is, you know, with the representation of Jefferson, we'd have lower taxes and regulatory costs, no cap and trade, protection of the Second Amendment. I think that's a huge thing right there.
You think?
Without it, nothing else matters. Regain control of public lands. We don't have control of our public lands right now. You drive out to them and you go get ready to go out in the forest to go check it out. Guess what? There's a big old gate across the fence, across the road, and you have no way of getting it open, no way of just going out there. I mean, you could hop the fence if you want and just walk out there, but if you want to go driving, you can't. Reduction of state agencies and mandates. Absolutely. California has 570 plus or minus a few state agencies. A lot of them are redundant. Why on earth are they redundant? Well, when government officials retire out or get voted out of their positions, they call in favors of their buddies who are still in power, and then they create this agency, and then they get to be the head of the agency where they end up double-dipping for another retirement. So those are the kind of things that happen and have happened and probably will continue to happen as California. Jefferson, not at all. And those kind of things we're looking at. We're just trying to keep things clean, keep it efficient, and keep it running like a well-oiled machine. And then the unfunded liabilities, which are unconstitutional, that's unacceptable to have that. None of us can run our homes that way, our own business that way. If you run your business that way, you're out of business, and that's the demise California is going to suffer. So we need to get out from under that. We need to move on and become Jefferson and show them how it's done. And I know we can do it. I have faith in everyone within the territory of Jefferson that we can do it and get it done. And I pray every day for this movement to keep moving forward and for more people to come on board and support it. So I would really hope that everybody else would lift it up in prayer as well, and we can just move this thing forward.
Hey, you know, when you made a good point on the public lands, I mean, you know, virtually the federal government doesn't have any control over public lands when it comes to the United States Constitution. That would be Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, where the federal government was only given jurisdiction by the states over 10 square miles. And at the time, it wasn't Washington, D.C. It could have, I'm not sure, I think it was Philadelphia, but don't remember that one. But the idea of being in a position to where we allow the federal government to have jurisdiction there and also to erect forts, ports, and magazines. However, that's at the session of the states. In other words, it's at our approval.
Right.
It's sort of like, you know, you'd have the cookie only if we approve the cookie. But the problem that we've had all through the states is that because of the federal government and because of the taxes and a lot of the things that Wynn just talked about, all this money has gone to a point to where now everybody's dying for this grant money, all this federal government money, all this money that they can get back. And so they're succumbing and allowing the government to do all kinds of things that are unconstitutional. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. And
well, essentially what they're doing is they're pimping themselves out.
Absolutely.
And
well
so
put.
And they need to not do that. It's immoral. It's unethical.
Well put.
Back away from it. Move away from it. Take the hard line and cut where you need to cut. And guess what? You'll improve there. It's like ripping the Band-Aid off. Once you do it, it's done and over with, but then you start healing from it.
Right.
So just do that.
Right.
And if more government agencies and more officials operated that way, we'd be cleaner.
Well, the thing is, though, I mean, you can look at here, and I know that we try to reach out to all the counties, and we want all the counties to be listening and stuff, but I'll use Shasta County as it may be a representative of all the counties. And that is we have one particular supervisor who's running and did not want to be a sanctuary, did not want to be a non-sanctuary county because he was afraid California would hold back on the money for the courthouse that we were supposed to be getting here. I mean, talk about, boy, I mean, I don't know, the man needs a set, I think.
Yeah.
But the point is that, you know, as long as we're going to be, as Wynn said, you know, blackmailed basically by these government grants, again, all the things Wynn talked about as far as businesses, it gives us our own money where it stays here in our county. It's our land. It's our property. You know, right now, we've said it 100 times. Name one thing, just one thing. The light bulb you used, the soap you used, what you wash your hair with, what you eat, what you drink, the water you drink, the car you drive, the gas you use. Name one thing that either the federal government or the state of California don't control in your life. And it's always crickets.
Yeah.
That won't happen in Jefferson. I mean, who wants liberty? And liberty starts June 1st, doesn't it?
It does.
Liberty starts June 1st. You need to be down there at 9 o'clock.
Actually, it starts today because people need to plan on going down.
Absolutely. Good point.
They need
to
plan on going down there. There are buses available. There are ways of getting a hold of it. So get a hold of Sally to get coordinated on for the buses from here from Shasta County area to go down there. And she'll have what she can put together for everybody.
And I think El Dorado has a bus going, too.
Okay, there you go.
I'm pretty sure they do. Maybe, I don't know if Terry G is listening to this or not, but if somebody's there from El Dorado or down in that area, I believe there is a bus.
Okay.
Now, what we're going to do right now is we're going to head off to a quick break. It'll be our last one. And time has come, my friend.
We're 51.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hey, good stuff. Was that Sally again that did that, Jared? Was that her music? That's pretty good. Yeah, we had a great time this last weekend. We went to a Civil War reenactment in Wairika.
Uh-huh.
And it was neat. We ate at a restaurant called the Jefferson Roadhouse.
Jefferson Roadhouse.
And it was very good.
Downtown Wairika.
Downtown Wairika. And they're starting a pub called Pub 51.
Uh-huh.
And it has the Jefferson, and on the side of the building, they're putting this pub in. They're the same company. They have got a Jefferson sign, a big one, you know, one of our big 4x8s. Our good friend Jack Parsons, shout out to Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Who works his butt off for those signs and everything.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah, it was really neat, and they're putting this thing together. And I think it's going to be one of those things where you get a wristband, and you go along the wall, and you have these like little keg things there with taps on them, and there's like 25 microbrews, and you have so many ounces that you get on your wristband.
Uh-huh.
And then you can taste each one, so you can put maybe an ounce in. If you don't like it, you can pour it out. It's an ounce.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a pretty neat thing, and I mean,
so you can sample and find the one you really like. Grab a keg, go sit in the corner.
maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I like that.
Sitting on a bar stool. Kind of short, kind of square.
Home in his mustache.
His voice fills the air. I was trying to figure out what bar he saw me in. But
yeah, no doubt. Which one? Which day?
Oh, shoot. Anyway, so I digress. Anyway, folks, Wynn's got something here he's looking at. He's going to give us some info here.
Well, I just wanted to kind of do a little bit of a follow-up for some that may or may not know this, but I'm taking this off this business flyer that the crew put together, and they did an outstanding job, and they have an insert that goes with it. And it says, the history of the purpose of this complaint. California became a state on September 9, 1850. As the population grew, representation was increased. In 1862, it was set at 120 legislators. It was voted in as fixed in the convention of 1878 and 79 at 80 in the Assembly and 40 in the Senate. In 1880, all counties had local representation. So from 1880 to 1964, 86 years, we had representation. What changed?
Yeah.
86 years.
Yeah.
Minimal as it was, we had representation at every county level.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, they decided on that 86th year of some sort to yank it. And now we have a representative or 11 counties. So they took 10 away and left one for 11 counties, in a sense. I mean, there have been changes here and there since then, but in a nutshell, what happened? Why? And that's what I want answers to, is why did they do that? Is it about control?
You think? Yeah.
No, not here in California.
Of course it is.
Yeah, when, like it says, today all counties but two must share their representatives with other counties. This leaves the northern counties with only one senator, like I said, for 11 counties. California's citizens' rights to representation is almost three times worse than the second least represented state, which is Texas. And we've talked about that ad nauseum, it seems. And so regardless if rural or urban, this affects you. If you live in California, it affects you. Whether you're a citizen or not, it affects you. It affects you. So I don't understand people being cautious and nervous about it. You know, what change can we make? Whatever change we make is going to be far better than what we currently have. So if they took it away after 86 years, who was in power then? Oh, maybe there was Brown's daddy. I don't know. Were there people in there that were making things happen? They want this new world order? Is that what they're looking at?
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is that it is a position right now of absurdity. I mean, you know, it's absurd. You can't have a senator for every million. It's insane.
The most populous state in the nation.
It's insane.
Having the worst
insane.
Worst representation model.
Right.
It should have the best.
Right.
Because it has the most people. It should have the best, showing that we have the best. But it doesn't. It doesn't. But, as Jefferson, we will. We're going to fix it, and we're going to move it forward, and we're going to show the rest of the country
and
how
it's done. First day is June the 1st. Now, I'm going to mention something quickly about June 15th, just to clarify some things. But I want everybody to focus on the fact we need to be there. Your kids, your grandkids, and your parakeets.
Take them out of school for the day.
Anything
it's
you can.
History.
We need to get a zillion people there. We need to have a zillion people marching, a zillion people in that courtroom.
Yep.
We need to pack it out. Now, the state did file a motion to dismiss, which the judge is to hear on the 15th. That court date, as far as we know, is still set. Now, when she makes her decision on June 1st, and the decision should be, legally, should just be for a three-judge court. However, if she takes the magic carpet ride, that's a different issue. We still go back to the 15th. The way the 15th date could change is with a three-judge court, according to our attorneys, those other judges may want a little more time to review the case. Now, at that particular point, I don't know that it's really going to be a lot of attorney time involved as far as monetarily, only because they already have the complaint. They have the information already, meaning the three-judge court, in front of them. So if we get that three-judge court, that does happen. We could go back the 15th, and then we may not go back the 15th. But we will know more about these types of things on the 1st. I cannot emphasize to you how important it is. It's the most important thing in your life right now. I'll say that again. It's the most important thing in your life to go down and support the fact that we get our liberty and our day in court. This, again, is for all Californians. This is not just for the people of Jefferson. This is for the people of all of California with the representation issues. I'm talking to you, San Diego. We know people down there. I'm talking to you, San Bernardino. Hey, I'm talking to you, Santa Barbara. Okay? I mean, you're going to be creamed in that whole thing down there if that three-state thing ever happens. And I'm talking to you, MODOK, and I'm talking to you, Redding. I'm talking to you, Lincoln. I'm talking to you, Red Bluff. All the cities, all the counties, all of us, we need to make that effort. This has to be an effort by the people. This has to be an effort to where our voices are heard. Again, we will march around that courthouse. Those of us that aren't in there will march around it. Bring flags, bring signs. We will march around it. We'll have a portable
sound system.
Thanks, Wynn. Mm-hmm. That we'll be taking with us, and folks, it should be really good. And again, there'll be a press conference right after the court case.
And if you have portable little megaphones, the battery operated kind, bring those. You know,
it's good idea.
It's always nice to have a little chant going on, and you can chant back and forth. You know, get the crowd going.
Good idea.
And it keeps the momentum going, keeps the adrenaline going.
And again, like Wynn said, I mean, you know, if you know you have something that ails you, or, you know, you don't want to make a walk around the building. It is a pretty straightforward walk. It's just straight around it.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to do that, then you certainly can hang out in the foyer, I guess, mm-hmm. would be outside the courtroom and chit-chat. And, you know, that's the thing. And the other beauty of this is people get together and there's a camaraderie of people.
Absolutely.
And that's the main thing. I mean, you know, counties working with counties and folks working with folks, putting aside petty differences, but making sure it's all good for the cause. And one last thing I want to say on that. There are people that it's about their own deal. I mean, I've had people say to me, well, you know, I need to be speaking for my county. Well, no, all of us speak for our counties. All of us speak for our groups.
Right.
All of us speak for our own liberty.
Mm-hmm.
We work as a team. There is no I in team, is there?
There is not. And the beauty, too, is, you were talking about signage. You know, I challenge the counties, you know, bring your county signs. You know, if you have friends as Shasta or Tama, whatever, Stanislaus, Mariposa, whatever your signs, you know, bring it so everybody knows what counties are there. Because then as we're taking photographs and they're posted out on Facebook, posted Facebook Live, because everybody seems to be doing that nowadays, doing on Instagram, whatever, you know, get it out there and just, you know, litter the internet with it and get people informed as to what's really going on and how we're doing it and why we're doing it. And it'll also show the media as they're filming things, if they film it properly, that, you know, there is representation from whichever counties that are there. And hopefully we have all counties there. It'd be great to have all 23 counties.
And then some.
And then some. Well, even the
San
counties.
San Diego County.
That's it. You know, other counties that are not part of the territory of Jefferson, but you're right. California counties, yes.
Yeah, it is the CFR.
It is the CFR.
Citizens for Fair Representation. And again, absolutely, we want the remedy of our state, but we want to leave our brethren in California in better shape, don't
absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. Well, and the thing is, too, you know, when you're putting challenges out to different cities or counties just a moment ago, we receive money weekly from a gentleman in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So he's living in the he's in the fire pit, essentially, living in San Francisco, but he sends money in support of Jefferson. Always leaves a nice little note and things like that. So we get that contact from people that are pulling for us. You know, we have people from New Hampshire, Florida. I mean, we have a friend in Florida that, you know, sends us money occasionally. So that's great. You know, people are all over, and some of these people are transplants from California out to these other places, or they just have family there, or maybe they are native to those other places, and they've heard our plight, and they want to support.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this morning I just saw one, another one from Oregon. We got a couple of phone calls from people that came up from Los Angeles County that want to talk to us, which I find quite interesting.
There you go.
But I think the thing is that everybody's tired of all the different regulations and AB 109 and all the criminal activity is nuts. You know, I'm sitting here at our radio station here in KCNR, and I'm looking out the window, and I know Carl sees this a lot. They make a lot of comments. He and Bob both make a lot of comments on what walks by. But, boy, I'll tell you what, that traffic is getting pretty thick out there as far as people walking by that I don't know whether they know whether to blow it up or stuff it. But, you know, they're going by here, and it just it looks a little seedy out there.
It kind of makes you wonder,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Makes you wonder. It's a little seedy, but, I mean, you know, as long as we have a position to where we don't have any law and we don't have the rule of law in California, this is going to go on. That's why we need Jefferson for many, 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 many reasons. One last thing I want to leave you with. Met a young couple in Wairika. They just moved up here from L.A. because they couldn't afford to buy a home up there, or down there. They moved up here, nice young couple, two nice young kids in Wairika. I was wearing a two-sided Jefferson shirt, and they were reading the front and reading the back, and they said, tell us about Jefferson. Well, now they're not only signed up, we've got their email addresses, and they're ready to roll. And that was one of three young couples we met at the Civil War reenactment in the Wairika area. So, Wairika, hey, guys, you know what? There are young people up there that want to get involved. And, yeah, a lot of them, all three people we talked to, had just moved there and up into that area. Well, it was in Hornbrook.
There you go.
So, you know, we have to remember that we've got to allow for growth.
Absolutely.
This can't be a club. There isn't one or one guy or one lady or anybody else that you know, runs roughshod over all this stuff. This is all of us doing it. And my good friend Wynn, we got just a couple of seconds here, but I want to commend you on the greatest, if I don't know where that is in the archive, I hope we can pull it up sometime, but when you went on and you talked about Jefferson, and it was an absolutely stunning 5 minutes. It was great. and you were talking about us, we, our. You never mentioned the word I. Well, my good friend, you know what? You're the reason why a lot of this happens, and we're all so glad you're healthy. And time has come, my good friend.
For 51. 51 in
the
Jefferson
State of mind. The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.